and welcome to the first Cambridgeshire County League roundup of 2017. We thought we'd share the highlights of 2016 both on and off the field. So firstly, we asked clubs on Twitter what their highlights were.
Atwell Town, who secured their third successive promotion, as well as winning the John Ablett Cup in 2016. Special mention also for Gamley Gay United, who won the Premier Division Knockout Cup in what was Alan Walker's final season as manager. I'm sure many of the local football scene know Alan, and his service to Gamley Gay has been so exceptional. Linton Granter showed the way forward from youth to adult transition, with two 16-year-olds scoring on their debuts. And also a special mention for Wisbeach and Mary, who progressed from the league into Step 6 football and have set the standard very well.
So some really good work on the pitch, really impressed with those 16-year-olds, showing that progression from Colts football to adult football can be done. That's great to see, Chris.
Definitely, I think that's something that we need to keep keen to work on with our local youth clubs, that we keep that transition going for all clubs within the area to move those youngsters into adult football.
Great, so thanks to the clubs for sharing those. We also carried out a Twitter poll, and a fantastic 443 people voted on this. So Chris, talk us through the runners and riders.
Well, congratulations first to Mark McDonald, who won the poll, polling 43% of the vote. Mark McDonald finished top of Division 4A in 2015-16, losing just two games between the 1st of January and the end of the season. And currently this season, they are sitting top of Division 3A with 23 points from 11 games played.
And I think their people at work have really got behind this, and they've probably got quite a few people to vote for themselves, haven't they?
Yes, I think the company have certainly backed the club, and that was shown within the Twitter poll.
Great to see.
Chatteris Town also, they finished second with 37% of the vote. In 2016, they won the William Cockle Cup, as well as finishing runners-up in Senior A. They also scooped two county cups, upsetting Premier Division winners Great Shelford in the Cliff Bullen Challenge Cup, and also winning the William Code Intermediate Cup.
Exceptional work with all their different teams, and all so impressed as well with the amount of stuff that they get through on Twitter every week.
Without a doubt, and also I think they're looking to progress off the field as well with improvements to their ground.
Absolutely. Good luck to them for the new year.
Great Shelford once again had another good year, retaining the Premier Division title, as well as finishing runners-up in the Premier Division Knockout Cup and Cliff Bullen Challenge Cup. They also managed to reform their reserve team this season.
Really impressed with this vote, because so many people have voted, but also we've got four different clubs spreading all the divisions of the league, so it's great to see so much great work happening on and off the pitch. So thanks to all the clubs for everything that they're doing on that side. We thought we'd share some highlights off the field as well, in terms of what's happening with the developments in terms of the administration of the CAMS League and also the County FA. So really, Chris, talk us through some of those things that we've brought through by way of developments.
First thing we have produced this year is a weekly newsletter. This goes out every Saturday morning to all our clubs and on Twitter, etc. We hope you find this informative and interesting, and hopefully it gives you some idea of the workings of the league.
And we're seeing about 3,000 impressions every week on that now, so that's really getting some good traction, so it's pleasing to see.
One thing also we did at the start of the season, we highlighted the online player registration system through the whole game system for the Football Association. That's seen 5,500 players registered this way, and this means that our records are tied up from the league through to the County FA to save you time and administration problems for you club secretaries.
So what would that mean for next season for clubs when they re-register?
The next season for re-register, literally for clubs, for players to re-register, obviously they'll have to get the player to sign, but they can retain that form and literally just tick a box online, and that will be submitted into the league that player is registered.
Great news.
Also, we do obviously this weekly roundup. Also, something that's been a big step forward is we see club observers attending league management meetings. So far, we've seen Trevor Davis from Sawston United, David O'Dell from Linton Granter, John Pike from Fordham, and Fraser Confrey from Milton all attending. And I'm sure they have come up with some excellent ideas and really shown the way forward.
So that's it for the highlights for 2016. We'd also just thought we'd share one or two developments that we're looking to bring in for 2017. A continuation, really, of our Leagues and Cups review, where we're looking to standardise our procedures, create a published guideline of sanctions to help clubs avoid fines, and also further training and development for club secretaries and team managers, supporting them with workshops. We also want to continue to open that invitation to clubs to attend our committee meetings so they can see exactly how we're making decisions and how they can get involved with that. Well, we enjoyed our work on and off the field in 2016. If you've got any suggestions at all, please contact us at the CAMS League, and we'll see you next time.